Hey, good morning, guys. This is Ray giving you the welcome to our podcast, Amilcar and Ray's Daily Rants.
Today.
So what do you did?
What else?
What you did on this weekend? Like, did you actually went and check anything about like buying a car or going through this stuff?
Nah, not this weekend, bro. Like, it was like almost a year ago. So, but to be honest with you, like, I don't know, man. You should not go by. I'm not going to mention this dealership that I went to. It's here close to Palmetto, so I'm just going to leave it like that. Those people try you, really try you. Like, sometimes they want to charge you for putting air in your tires.
Oh, no, look.
Nitrogen something feet, really.
Oh, yeah, I heard about it. Like, I really heard about it. And the other thing is, I never knew. Actually, when you buy a car, you used to have a 72-hour period that you can go back and renegotiate your lease or your purchase option. Did you know that option? Like, did you know that people had that that option when you buy a car?
Let me tell you, brother. You don't.
Okay.
You can't. There are certain dealerships like AutoNation. They do give you a certain amount of time and miles, so you. You know, you can go back on your deal, but that's not everybody. They're a public company, so that's why they do that. But if you go to like a regular private dealership, you're stuck. You drive out of the lot, and that car is yours. Unless the bank doesn't approve you.
Oh, okay. It depends on the bank then.
Yeah, if the bank approves you right there on the spot, you're stuck with that car until you finish paying it off, or you trade it in, or you get a repo. Or you just do bankruptcy.
I actually got one of my friends, another friend of mine. He actually went to buy a car for his aunt, uncle, and he always had those 72 hours or 500 miles to actually back up of a deal. And like, let's say that he purchased the extra warranty, or he purchased anything extra that they told him on the dealer. They usually had the option to go back in 72 hours and remove that portion. Like, let's say your payments are going to be $250, and then you decided to add this insurance or this warranty or whatever it is that they offer you, it's $280 now. In 72 hours, like before 72 hours pass by, you were able to go back and do that. Like, oh, I don't want this coverage. I don't want this option. I just want to be paying the
$250. Oh, okay. Now I know what you're talking about. No. And I can tell you something different. And this is how it actually works.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you purchase the tire insurance, where you get a flat tire, you get a brand new tires every time that shit happens. Brother, like those are charged on the finance department. Those are coverages. Like, and let's say that costs you $100, and you actually purchase 3 oil changes for the next 5 years. That costs you another $300, right? That is an $800 charge that you have, that you agreed on. You can always remove that, and that is prorated. And you can use that towards the down payment of the next car. So let's say in a year from now, that thing devaluated, you know, depreciated for, I don't know, $200, but you remember the initial purchasing price was $800. Now $600, you have it on your favor. And you can use it towards down payment of the new car.
Okay.
The people don't know that. So the first thing when you go and the finance guy, let's say you purchase a Honda, and you bought everything on the back end for the Honda, right?
Uh-huh.
The finance guy can see the previous deal, doesn't matter if you did it on another dealership, and say, oh, I can cancel this for that vehicle and use it towards this one and still make I'm going to give you, I don't know, $300 off. blah blah blah. This person's still making money off you, off of you. And it's totally fine if you know, like, hey, put it towards this, put it towards that, the cancellation. That's called, you're canceling those policies, and you're able to do it at any time.
Yeah, yeah. But like when my friend didn't know, is he had that option before to go in and remove it out of your monthly payments. But right now, it's like that's it. It's exactly what you say. Yeah, your monthly payments stay exactly the same that you agree on. The only thing is that the extra payments that you're doing toward your that policy, it just goes toward your car or toward your principal, or you can use it as a down payment for the new one, or you can do whatever option you want to do with that one. Yep. Yeah, that's something that I didn't know at all. Like I told him, I'm really happy that I didn't know it, because I would have been messed up in all the deals that I'd made for cars. Like, basically, I go to a dealership, I sit down with a guy, and I told them, look, this is how much I want to pay. If you can make it happen, you can make it happen. And if not, there's nothing that we can do about it. And I go home and that's it. And I spent like 4 hours in the dealership. And at the end of the time, the actual person that give you the deal is like the finance guy. He comes out like, oh, you want this, and your price is actually going to be this much. Like, look, we talked about 340, and that's what I'm going to pay. If you can't make it happen, then there's nothing else that we can talk about. And that's the way I do my businesses. Imagine if I would have known that I had like 72 hours to go back and exchange my contract or whatever it is, I would have said yes to anything just to get out of the office and then come back and remove it. And I would have get stuck with that payments of whatever money it is that I wasn't like ready to pay at that moment.
Yep. Yeah,
that's crazy. Like I told him, thank God my ignorance actually helped me at one point in this in this fight. It's crazy, man.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no. And look, at least on my personal experience, like I don't like to spend too much time talking with the actual search person, because the one that actually makes the numbers is the finance office. And once you go there, they're the ones, if your credit, that they really know if your credit is approved. They know if you're not approved. They know your interest rate. And once you're there, you still have to be careful. I'm thinking, and this is my view as a buyer, because they know what you're approved for or not, they're going to try and push you to the limits and get you as much money as they can get you out of the deal.
And let me tell you something, bro. It's not because I'm defending those people, because at the end of the day, like, everybody has to live and eat, and everybody have a family. But it's up to us if you want to, like, allow it, you know? Like, they can push, and you don't have to be aggressive. You only say, hey, I can't do this. I don't feel comfortable doing this deal because it's not close to what I was thinking, and that's basically it. But I've seen people getting really aggressive towards the salesperson. The salesperson is trying to make his job.
Yeah, no. I would never recommend anyone to be aggressive. The first thing that happens when you're aggressive is just basically you create and you build a wall between that person and you, and then it's just a fighting, and you're not trying to fight. But
yeah, just be polite. Hey, listen, man, I appreciate you trying to do this, but this is not what I feel comfortable paying in a month. And especially, I don't know if the car that you're offering, I don't like it because I cannot afford the one I like. Maybe we do deal another time, and you know, like, you can part with that and that's it. You don't have to be aggressive. You don't have to be insulting the person, because at the end of the day, if you don't buy, those people only work on commission. They don't get paid hourly. They do, but they have to give that money back.
Yeah. Let's start on that point. It's not that we got to fight them. It's just that you got to have in your mind, and you have to be convinced of what you're able to pay or not. And you got to be convinced of what you feel like is a fair price for what you want, like you want to buy. If you go there as a salesperson, they're going to offer you everything. And if you feel at that moment that you can actually pay for it and you say yes, then it's not anybody's fault that you actually pay more than what you should be. And let's say that you buy the extra insurance for your tires, and then you spend like 5 years with your car and you never use that insurance. It's not the salesperson's fault that you bought it and you never used it. That's it's just a service that they offer. But you do have to be really careful with what they're offering you and what you're comfortable with. Because sometimes you get so in love with a car that you just pay whatever they tell you that you gotta pay. And always, my recommendation is always do your research. See what the promotion is. Oh, they're offering for really good credits. They're offering $299 a month. And then you need to do $3,000 down payments. Okay, if you're not willing to pay the $3,000, just do the math and see how much that would be on top of the $299 that they're offering. And it's just a matter of actually doing the whole investigation, the sitting down and thinking about the process of buying a car, than just going there and spend your whole day on a dealership, sitting down and talking to someone else, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, it's really important on that part. Like anything, at least that's my perspective. Like anything I'm going to do, I start thinking about it. Then I start looking about it. And once I get all my information, that's the time that I go to the dealership. Like, I don't like this people that go and spend like since 10 a.m. until like 10 p.m. in a dealership to buy a car. Like, that's as much fault of the dealership as it is of the person that actually is going to go and buy the car.
Yep.
Because look, it's what you said. They don't get paid for be talking to you. They get paid when they make a sale. So for them, then it would be like the best deal that they can get is the one that they just take no more than an hour with you, like an hour or 2 hours, just making sure that that's the car that you want. Making sure that everything is tidy up, and then go home, get your car, and get out of here.
Try to do the process as smooth as possible.
Exactly. So
the thing is, most of the people go to a dealership without knowing what they want, and they go with what a rough idea. Oh, maybe I want a car. Maybe I want a truck. Listen, man, do you need a truck? You really need a truck? Then look for trucks. If you need a car because you have a family, then you have a family. You can't be looking at two-door cars. So, like, you got to make up your mind before you waste somebody else's time. Bro, I feel for these people, man. I've had family members that work in dealerships. And, hey, man, I didn't sell anything today. Or I sold the car at a negative. They only got paid $100. And $100 a day doesn't feed your family, man. Believe me.
No, yeah, it doesn't help at all. Okay, let's switch the conversation right now, because this is getting me depressed right now. But, no, I think that's the gist of it. Like, we just need to actually check everything out and be prepared. More than anything, be prepared and know your finances and know exactly how much you can spend or whatnot. That's it.
So that's it for today, huh?
A little bit. There's something else that we can talk about. Like, I don't know exactly. Right now it's raining, though.
I'm asking because you said 10 minutes and we've been going on for 19, so.
Yeah, remember, out of this 19, we're going to have probably 10 that is going to work. Right now it's raining, man. I don't understand this Miami weather, but hey, you got it. It's
bro,
raining.
It's raining where you're at. And it's hot as hell where I am.
Yeah, I know. It's going to be crazy. So we'll be talking again tomorrow, man.
Okay.
Dale.
Dale.